So what I want to talk about in this video is I want to talk about some of the rules in life that everyone follows, everyone says you should follow, but you really don't have to follow, and maybe they're not the best rules for you to follow. This idea was inspired by How to Beast. I was watching one of his videos the other day, and he came out and he gave a few good reasons or a few good rules that you should not follow just because someone tells you to follow them. And I kind of want to put my own spin on it and make a similar video, obviously my own style of video, but I really like that topic. And I think it's really interesting because there are a lot of different things and there are a lot of different rules in this world that people just follow for no good reason, it seems like. Why exactly do people follow these rules? Why exactly do people live like this if they don't really have a good reason to, and it's not something that necessarily benefits them in the long run? So hopefully you guys enjoy this. Hopefully you guys get some value out of this. Hopefully you guys can apply some of these rules, or rather subtract some of these rules from your life, and get some value out of this video. If you do, make sure to drop a like on the video. Make sure to download and leave us a review if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Music. That really does help us out in a massive way. That really does help this channel grow astronomically. I can't even put into words how much that helps. So the first rule I feel like that maybe you aren't supposed to follow in life that everyone does is don't confront people and don't upset people. So at the end of the day, regardless of what it is, you're never going to get anything unless you ask. That's just the nature of the beast right there. It doesn't matter if you're looking for a discount on XYZ product, or you're negotiating for a house and that house is way over your budget, but you think you're embarrassed if you put in a lower offer, or maybe it's a car you're going to buy and you don't want to necessarily negotiate with the car salesman. You feel a little bit weird. You feel a little bit awkward about the price and going back and forth, whatever the case may be. If you don't ask and you don't put yourself out there in any way, shape, or form, you're not going to get anywhere at the end of the day. This doesn't just have to be with things like buying a car or buying a house. There's a number of things that this pertains to. This could pertain to being on the golf course. Maybe you just started playing golf and you feel a little bit weird because you aren't very good and you're taking a long time and you're worried because there's people behind you. Or maybe it's in the grocery store and you're trying to reach something, you're trying to get something off the top shelf, and it's taking you a little bit of time and there's someone waiting for you to get out of their way so they can go by you. Or maybe it's with work. Maybe you really want a raise and maybe you feel like you're really underpaid and you really want to ask your boss for a raise that you feel like you deserve, but you don't want to make them uncomfortable. You don't want to confront them and you're afraid of what's going to happen. Maybe it's even you see a girl, or maybe you see a guy that you're really attracted to and you want to go talk to them, but you're like, I don't want to bother them. I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. Like, just go do it. Because what's going to happen if you don't do any of these things? If you don't negotiate on that car, you don't negotiate on that house, you don't get on the golf course, you don't go to the grocery store. That could be a problem for many other reasons, but you don't go talk to that guy. You don't go talk to that girl. What is going to happen? Nothing. Nothing is going to happen. No one's ever hit a home run in Major League Baseball history. No one's ever hit a home run without taking a swing. It's never happened and it never will happen. Now ask yourself this. If you do one of these things, we'll say ask that guy out, ask that girl out, you negotiate on the car, you negotiate on the house, you play golf, and it doesn't go your way for whatever reason, the girl gets overwhelmed, the guy has a girlfriend, golf course, guys are just being a jerk behind you, they're yelling, they're screaming, they're saying, let us play through, yada, yada, yada. Whatever the case may be, what happens? Nothing. Nothing happens. How does that actually affect your life over the long run? If that guy or girl is not available for whatever reason, what happens? Oh, you just continue on and keep on keeping on. What happens on the golf course if someone's yelling at you for whatever reason? What happens? You continue the round, and if you like playing golf, you go play again. If you don't like playing golf, then you don't play again, and you most likely never see those people again that were yelling at you. If you're negotiating for a new car, you're negotiating for a new house, and that you don't get the price you want and you can't afford it, what happens, or what should happen? You just walk away and go look at a different car, or you go look at a different house. Same thing with asking your boss for a raise. If you ask them for a raise and you don't get that raise, what happens? You can either A, just go back to work like you were already doing, or B, you can go look for a new job and get paid by an employer that values your time and values you. And I think in life, people hold themselves back a lot by not doing this, by not putting themselves out there for reasons I just said. And it doesn't lead to complacency. It just leads to them being stagnant. They can't move forward because they're not willing to take that next step. Moving forward is supposed to be uncomfortable. If you've never gone out into the ocean and swam before, it's going to feel a little bit more uncomfortable every time you go a little bit deeper into the water. And why is that? It's because you've never been that deep in the water before, so it's going to take a little bit of an adjustment to get used to it. Look at it the first day at a new job, right? I don't know a single person that has started a new job on day one and is not nervous. I don't believe that exists. I don't think there's a single person out there. But what happens? Day one, you get through it. Day two, a little bit less nervous. Day three, a little bit less nervous. 6 months down the line, it's like riding a bike. You never forget it, and it's just the same old thing. And it's like this in life as well. The more you negotiate car deals, the more you negotiate housing deals, the more you ask that girl out, the more you ask those guys out, the more you put yourself out there, the more comfortable you're going to be with this sort of rejection, and you're going to realize that it's no big deal. When I had Kilmer on the podcast, he made a very good point that he watched a TED Talk. And in that TED Talk, he said he was talking about how there was one guy who did something he would get rejected every single day. So, for example, he went up to one guy or went up to a stranger and asked for $50. Obviously, if a stranger comes up to you and asks for $50, they're probably going to say no and get rejected. But the point wasn't he was trying to get money from this stranger. The point was he wanted to get comfortable being rejected. And the more you get comfortable being rejected, the more comfortable you're going to be putting yourself out there. And it's just, you're not even going to think twice about it. The second rule on this list that maybe you shouldn't follow that everyone does is listening to those that have your best interest. Now, this might be a little bit controversial here because obviously people that have your best interest want you to succeed. They want you to do well. But that doesn't mean that you should do these things that they're telling you that you should do that are the best thing for you. I'll give you a couple of examples here. So I bought a used car, a new car to me, but it was used on the market before the MSRPs on those things skyrocketed, but that's a completely different video I could do. I bought a new car, used car, and someone I was talking to about this really wanted me to buy a new car. They said, if I buy a used car, that it's going to be an awful decision. I'm going to keep paying car repairs. It's just going to be a hole in my wallet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I didn't listen to that person, and I'm very happy I didn't, because that would have cost me a lot more money out of pocket, a lot more money in general, and the new car would have been a hole in my pocket as opposed to the car I have now, which is fantastic that I got a great deal on. Another example here. So when I was working at URI, for those that don't know, I worked at URI during my undergrad and in grad school, and that job paid for me to go to school. It gave me a tuition waiver. I'm very thankful. I'm very blessed to have that opportunity. And because of that, I don't have any student loans. And when I got this job, I almost didn't take it because someone I was talking to was saying it wouldn't be a good idea to go to school full time and work full time, and that I would overwork myself, and it would probably be best off if I just stayed working part time. And this person really rode me and just kept saying, I don't think it's a good idea you take this job. I really don't think it's a good idea. And it led to a lot of stress, and I really almost didn't take it. But I said to myself that this is the right decision. This is something that I should do. And I am beyond thankful I did not listen to this person and I took this job, because if I didn't take this job, I would have student loans. I would have more money than I would be able to pay back in student loans for quite a while. So I am just beyond happy I developed my own opinion and went my own way. And this person did have my best interest in mind, but the thing is, I made the best decision for me. One more example I'll go over here before I get into the whole point of this segment is, I have a friend, and I was talking to my friend's mom at one point, and they said, when my friend gets to the point where they want to buy a new car, they're going to have them, meaning my friend's mom is going to have my friend buy a new car. Now tell me what is wrong with that. That's right. So my friend's parent is going to have my friend buy a new car with their money, meaning my friend's money. I really hope my friend does not listen to that if they don't want to do that. I mean, if they want to do it, go for it. I mean, who's to stop you? But if you think that's not the best idea, why are you doing it? Just because someone that you're very close to said it was a good idea? Maybe it's not the best idea. And the point I'm trying to make here is, even though these people really do have your best interest in mind, and they want you to succeed, they want you to go out there, they want you to do great things, they want you to build great things, they want to see a 100 on your final test score, they want you to do the best you possibly can, they might not always have the most in-depth opinion that's going to lead you down the best path. And this is why it's so important to develop your own opinions about all of these things, whether it's money, whether it's cars, whether it's real estate, whether it's buying a house, renting a house, whatever the case may be, you have to develop your own opinions and do your own research. There have been tons and tons and tons of times, as I just mentioned, but there's tons and tons more. This video would probably be about 4 hours long if I told you every single one of those times that this happened, but there's tons of times people have come at me with different opinions that they were so set on, that they had this great story behind, and I looked into it and I was like, what are you talking about? This is not something I can ever picture myself doing by any stretch of the imagination. But since I developed my own opinions and took my own path, I realized that that was not the best thing for me to do. So even if one of your close friends or one of your parents says that you need to do this, you have to do this, you don't necessarily have to do that, and you can develop your own opinions. And that actually brings us to the third thing on this list, which is doing things because you have to. Newsflash here, if you don't want to do something, you don't have to do it. Now, obviously, there's going to be things you have to do in life, like you have to pay taxes. That's going to be extremely tough to get around. Well, you're going to have to pay taxes to some degree. But you have the opportunity to really build any life that you want and really go about things in any way that you want. If you don't like your job, find a new one. If your car's a gas guzzler, sell it and buy a new car. If you don't like your living situation, move and live somewhere else. Now, I understand that those things are most likely much more difficult than I'm making them sound, but at the same time, you have to plan these things out, and you can go make them happen. If you want to move, okay, what are the steps that I have to take to go move to a different house? If you want to buy a house, how much money do I need for a down payment? How much money do I need for furniture? How much money do I need for XYZ costs? Budget it out and then start working towards it. If you don't like your car, sell it and buy a new one. What cars have better gas mileage? What car is a better fit for me? What dealerships have the great deals right now? Start looking at all of these things and stop making it like it's some astronomical situation that you just can't even imagine going right. At the end of the day, the situation that you're in, and I understand everyone has different situations, but the situation that you're in is going to be as difficult as you make it, and it's going to be as great as you make it. So don't be afraid to take a step up in the pocket and fire your shot and come out on top. But I feel like this ties in so well to the last point I made, being listening to those that have your best interest, because I feel like a lot of times people that have your best interest, they'll also say, well, you got to do this because you have to. You have to do this because you need to, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of the times that's just not true. A lot of the times you don't need to do something. There's ways around it. There's a more efficient way to go about it. But people don't know any better, and they don't do their own due diligence, and they don't do their own research, so they just leave it be, and it doesn't work out for them as good as it could have if they did dive in and do their own research. Number four on this list, and this is probably my favorite one on this list, is believe that you have all the answers. And this goes for everything. This goes for money. This goes for life. No one has all the answers in life, but I feel like people believe that they have all the answers in life. And it's kind of scary to me because there's so many taboo topics out there. Money, like I just talked about, there's one of them right there, that people need to understand and they need to learn about, but no one wants to go talk about it. And in some way, it's actually embarrassing to talk about it, because if I asked you a finance question, it might seem like I'm an idiot, I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm just dumb at the end of the day. But in all reality, it's a very genuine question, so I can better my future, and I trust your opinion to give me a high-level answer, an answer that I can take and utilize to make my life better. But people don't look at it like that. So if you have a question about anything And it's a topic you really need to understand and you really need to learn in order to be successful. Don't be afraid to go ask that question and ask someone you trust, because no one has all the answers and there's no reason to be embarrassed about not having an answer. It could be the simplest thing in the world. I'm sure every single human being has Googled something ridiculously stupid that they can't believe they had to look up at some point in their life. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there and get the information that you need to be successful. And on the flip side of things, don't act arrogant. Don't think you know everything about a certain topic, because regardless of what the topic is, I guarantee you there is something out there, no matter how much of an expert you are, that you didn't know and that you would have your mind absolutely blown if you heard. I almost guarantee it. So don't be arrogant and don't be afraid to ask questions. And the last point I'm going to make here, and it's going to be very, very short, is you're too old. I listened to a Lex Fridman podcast a little while back, and I can't remember who the guest was. If I can find it, you'll probably see it on the screen. But one of the greatest pieces of advice he gave to individuals is that you're younger than you think you are. And I think that's so accurate and so true, because I go through life. I remember when I was 15, I thought I was old. I remember when I turned 20, I thought I was ancient. 22, I thought I was really old. Now I'm 26, I am still on that path. I feel old, but I think about it. I have so much life ahead of me. There's so many things I want to do before my time comes to pass. But the fact of the matter is, you are younger than you think you are, and you should never be afraid to put yourself out there and take a chance, regardless of what it is in. Whether it's in business or adventure or whatever, don't be afraid to do it. Now, if you have kids in the family, that obviously throws a little bit of a wrench into things. Maybe you have to think a little bit, you have to think twice. If maybe you're close to retirement, again, maybe you have to think twice. But for most people watching this, you know, 25, 30, 35, 40, you are definitely younger than you think you are. And don't be afraid to take chances, because you really have a lot of time left. And if things don't work out, you have time. And if things do work out, then you could definitely be in great shape. And I really wish more people took more chances, more people followed their passions, and more people followed the things that they believed in, because I think they would see a lot more fulfillment and ultimately a lot more success. So in saying that, guys, that is going to be it. Thank you guys for watching. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, video, whatever you want to call it. I know I went through these 5 points kind of quickly, but I didn't want this episode to be overly long. I'm trying to make them short-ish so I can keep those creative edits coming, but I can also get these videos out in a timely manner. So hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure to like, make sure to subscribe always. And thanks again, guys. And I'll see you guys next week.